Hey guys, this is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man, and I'm your host, Rhonda Farr. We're talking all about high achievers who want to create more emotional connection and intimacy in their relationships, and what it's like to be in a relationship with a high achiever. Please enjoy. Well, hello, strangers. Somebody hasn't been around for a while. Me. Hi, it's me. I'm the one who hasn't been around for a while. I was recently talking to my husband, and I said, I feel like somebody is just pulling out a giant, gnarly, jagged splinter from my psyche, from my fascia. Like, I just feel like something is being it's just changing inside of me. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's been hard. It's been emotionally hard. It's been physically hard, but I keep showing up for it because here's what I believe. And I think this is why you guys keep showing up at this podcast. You're listening to all these things, trying to understand better, trying to become something that you want to become that feels better in your body and in your life. But I feel like all of us, as we step into this process of self-growth, as painful as it is, we realize that it changes us for sure. It changes me as I do this work. But I also am realizing not only does it change my marriage and my relationship, which I think that's why most of you keep listening to this podcast and showing up week after week to our client calls, but it also changes the relationships I have with my children. And it also changes the relationships I have with my friends and my siblings and my parents. And it gets to change the relationships that I have with my clients. And I'll even go a step further. I don't think it only changes the relationships I have with these people, but I think the ripple effect has the potential to change the other people in my life. For example, the work I do gets to offer something different to my clients, and then they get to change. Definitely the way I parent my children, I think it has the potential to change who they get to be and what they get to do in the world. So I just want to offer that when it gets hard and you feel like you are having a huge, gigantic, gnarly, jagged splinter being, pressed and messed with and pulled from the very, I said to my husband, it's like being pulled from my innards and it's like so hard. And he just looked at me like, what are you talking about, lady? So anyway, that's where I've been, folks. That's where I've been, in case you wanted to know. I'm kind of in my feels right now, and I'll apologize in advance that I have no script for this podcast. I do have something specific that I want to talk to you about, and that is receiving, but I'm just going to talk from the heart today, and I might keep doing that because it feels like when I have to be all structured and everything has to sound just right, then I just keep avoiding it because, I don't know, that's just not me. I'm kind of messy sometimes, and you kind of get what you get with me. I'm pretty open and pretty genuine now. I'm also discovering, as open and genuine as I am, I also like to control the depth at which I am open and genuine. So as I work through things, I will probably share my experiences and my insights and my thoughts at different depths, but that's okay too. I think everybody listening, you can take it for what makes sense to you, and what doesn't, you can just leave it in your speakers or in your headphones. So recently, I was listening to this podcast. It's by Tony Overbay, and I'll actually link it below. I'm only going to reference a tiny portion, but those of you who know the phrase anxiously attached and you feel like you identify with that phrase, I would say go check it out. I think it's good. I don't operate or coach in direct relation to attachment theory. I don't think it's a bad way to approach coaching or therapy or whatever. It's just not the way I was trained to do it, but I do think there's some value and merit in thinking about it from that framing. So I will leave that there for you. The part in this podcast that really just caused me to pause, it was like literally one sentence, and I don't even know if I'm going to say it right, but I'm going to give you the gist of it. He said, when we're anxiously attached, we'll often ask for something from our partner. And when they give it to us or try their best to give it to us, the very thing we asked for, we're often not able to receive the very thing that we feel like we want the most. Man, that hit me in the face like a ton of bricks. And I thought about how, you know, if I reflect back over my relationships and especially my marriage, I can see that to be true for me. There are times I'm like, I just want you to open up and I just want you to talk to me and I just want you to share these things with me. And then there were memories in my mind that my husband would come and try to share things or try to make conversation with me at the end of the day. And it was almost like it was so awkward or maybe I think I was blaming on him actually, like, oh, this feels too forced. Or, oh, you're just trying too hard. It's not genuine or whatever. So if you've ever had those thoughts, I would really ask you to pause and question, is it maybe you that can't receive just as much as your partner who isn't quite sure how to offer or give? I was working on some deeper work this past week, and I really did feel like I released a whole bunch of stuff. You guys know I have my own coaches, right? You know that I participate in my own practices to process emotions, to address some pretty deep things inside of me that I've been carrying around for a while. Well, I was doing that in a pretty intense way recently, and I got some of it out, and I had some realizations about myself, and I noticed for the first time, like, I really wanted to be closer to my husband. I feel like I've, throughout my life, been kind of strong. I was raised as the youngest with all older brothers, and there was a lot of chaos in my house. I feel like I had to protect and defend myself sometimes, and some other hard things that led to me feeling that way. But what I realized was it's really difficult to be nurtured, cuddled, cared for when you're always on the lookout and from a framing of you have to defend yourself. So as I released a lot of that stuff this past week, I've noticed myself wanting to be closer to my husband. And this is going to sound kind of funny to some of you guys, but I don't really love, or I haven't in the past really loved flowers. Apparently, I told my husband very early in our marriage, like, please don't get me flowers for Valentine's Day or my birthday. Like, they just die anyway. I think it's a waste of money. He was sure to repeat all of these phrases to me this past week because I said, I think I want you to get me flowers, which I never would have dreamed I would have cared about. But I've been really feeling a little softer, tapping into something that is a little bit foreign to me. That feminine energy is not something that I have been super comfortable with or even familiar with. So when I was noticing myself wanting to cuddle a little bit more and asking for flowers for a second, I'm like, what is happening to me? What is wrong with me? But I think what's happening is I'm just opening to be able to receive more. And something else a friend pointed out to me, she's like, you know, Rhonda, like your whole life, you've kind of been, I won't say prideful, but prided yourself and being tough and just getting things done and not needing a lot of people to take care of you. And she said, you know, I can see you like working hard, working your butt off, and then you get tired, or maybe you even get resentful because you're working so hard. But then at the same time, she's like, I see you saying that you are noticing you also can't receive. And she's like, you kind of get caught between those two places, right? Like, I'm working so hard, but I also can't really receive. And of course, I'm going to get angry. Of course, I'm going to get frustrated. And I see my clients doing this all the time. My clients learn, usually, my typical client learns very, very early in life that he can work super de-duper hard and get pretty much anything he wants. Now, he will have lots of accolades, money, cool experiences, grown-up toys, all these things that he thinks he wants. But then what happens is my client will often recognize that they're really craving that closeness, that intimacy. And so it's easy for them to blame their partners. Like, I'm doing all these things. I'm taking care of you. Like, why can't I receive this? Why won't you offer this to me? They feel really disconnected. And they can get resentful. Like, I'm working hard for everybody else, and I am taking care of everybody else. And what I'll often point out to them is, I actually think you're working hard for yourself, Not that the other people in your life, your family, others don't get to be beneficiaries. They do. They get to benefit from your hard work. But most of the wives of my partner, they don't want all the fancy stuff, or at least it's not their top priority. Like, they don't have to have all the designer bags and designer clothes and the coolest cars. Mostly, it's my clients who want their partners to put on that appearance so they can be seen with a partner who looks just as glamorous and high-achieving as they do. But it's so much easier to blame our partner and be like, they're the problem. And I've definitely done this. The way I do it looks a little bit different than the way my clients do it, but it's so much easier for my clients to say, you know, my partner gets all the benefits of all my hard work and I'm taking care of them and they don't give me anything in return. What I also tell my clients often is, when you chill out and you stop pressuring and demanding and trying to force her to want you, almost always she steps in and offers that genuine connection. Now, I won't say every time, and those of you who are listening who I don't work with one-on-one personally, obviously I don't know your wife, I don't know your marriage specifically, so I don't want to speak in absolutes, but the clients that I work with, very, very often, their partner comes in to choose them. But here's the other thing. It's very, very hard for us to receive when we're holding on to a lot of hard things. Now, here's the other thing about my clients. Just like me, they've learned to be hard. They've learned to put on a surface level show that seems tough and independent, and it feels very unsafe often for them to be fully vulnerable and fully seen. Well, guess what? How do we usually receive? By being close to someone. It is very hard to be open and close and receive what you want while you're battling those things inside of you that are telling you it's not safe. Now, when we open up a little bit or tiptoe our foot into the vulnerability and it doesn't go exactly as we thought it should or exactly as we want to, what we'll often do is blame our partner again. Right? Like, I'm trying and I'm not able to get what I want and you don't really want me and all the things. And then it starts this cyclical pattern where it's like, we don't feel safe to be seen and they don't feel safe to step close to us because they feel like they're going to get reprimanded or punished or whatever the fallout might be every time they try. So I just want to offer to you guys today, it is possible that maybe the very thing you're craving most might be acquired by you focusing on receiving rather than trying to get somebody else to give you what you want. And this might not make sense to you at first. Honestly, 5 years ago, if somebody had said that to me, I'd be like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, I don't even get it. But as I release more and more pain, as I release extremely emotional things that I've been carrying inside of me, it opens up this capacity for me to actually hold the thing that I'm asking for. I was at a business conference last week and somebody made the comment, I wish I could give it appropriate reference, but I can't. But I do remember the sentence. They said, every time you solve or fix something for somebody else, you're robbing them of growing their capacity. Wow, that hit me pretty hard. I was like, dang, this is what I do for my clients all the time. First of all, I help them grow their capacity to hold more. And it's excruciating. Like, my clients will be like, I just want to crawl out of my skin. And this is so hard, Rhonda. And I don't know how to use these tools when I feel like my nervous system feels so dysregulated and unsafe. There's so much anxiety in me. And I often will say, like, hey, if I could like wave the magic wand and fix this for you, I would. But you know what? That's not healthy. That's not good either. I don't want to wave the magic wand for any of you. I love you. I care about you. But what is better for us often is to develop the capacity within ourselves to receive more. And I will tell you, the way we do that is by processing through our crap. I've never been more solid or committed in my belief in that than I am right now. The hard stuff, the excruciating stuff that I've had to look at lately has really solidified my belief and it's anchored it in deep, that when we can open up our energy by letting go of some of the crap, and then we can use our energy to receive, to focus on the things that we want, to be more intimate, to be more open, to be more vulnerable, that's what most of us are craving. We think we're craving a different partner. We think we're craving somebody who craves us. And you know, that's human. That's good. I'll still stand by that's probably true. Like, it feels really good to be wanted. In fact, one of my favorite things about intimacy is to see somebody else like wanting me, or at least it has been in the past, but I'm open to that changing too. One of my favorite things about intimacy is to just open up to full receiving when the timing is right. But anyway, most of you think that you want a partner who's different. I'm going to just offer this for food for thought and have you think about it. I don't know all of you, so I won't speak in absolutes that this is what you all want. But is it possible that what you're really craving is to become a person who doesn't have to shove so much of your old baggage and your old traumas and your old emotional distress down all the time so that you can relax and open up to all the things that are already so beautiful and wonderful in your life, and just to really be able to more fully enjoy and receive the things that you already have? All right, friends, I have opened up some availability on my Acuity calendar for some consult time. So I will go ahead and drop that link below, as well as the Tony Overbay podcast, if you want to check that out, in the links below. All right, friends, I will talk to you next time. It's good to be back with you.